All right, welcome to the 36th episode of Charlie and Me. We have a good episode for everyone. It is Election Day.
Vote.
If you're not our friends and family, thanks for listening. If you are our friends and family,
go vote. We got a
good one. And also, thanks for listening. Also, go vote. Yeah, it should be a pretty fun episode for everyone here. Election Day is weird. Everyone's told us we got to go vote. I've been told 5 times to go vote, even though I've already voted.
How do you vote? I got the question. How does voting in Illinois work?
It's just the same as every place else. Like,
I don't know. Did you vote in Iowa? Yeah, it works the same.
Yeah, we fill in the boxes. We take the standardized test. Oh my god, it's like the government has conditioned us to standardized test at least once, twice a year. Once every 2 years. Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, your future state representative, Grant Suddy.
Could be worse. I got up early, got in there. I was actually late for work because I was voting, and I was like, I was at the polls at 7, and then I voted, and I got to work at like 7:20, and I was late.
Technically, we got 2 hours off if we need to go vote.
We got 3 in Iowa, technically, but I didn't take any of them.
I took 0. But I also don't have like a family. I can see like going to play if like you had to pick up your kids.
Yeah, that'd be tough. I had a tough enough time deciding who I wanted to vote for. I don't want to think about naming children.
George.
Boom, got it. First one's out the door. Boy or girl, George.
Next.
Piece of cake. All right, Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
I went to rugby weekend, Soldier Field, watched some rugby, watched Ireland just destroy Italy. That was really cool because it's like Ireland, so you're there. It's like, oh, gotta drink a Guinness.
Yep.
Oh, gotta drink another Guinness.
You can't have an empty one.
And they gave out green flags to everyone, regardless of who you're cheering for. So whenever anything happened, the whole stadium was just shaking green flags.
That's kinda awesome. Cool.
And then second game was United States versus New Zealand. And if anyone knows anything about New Zealand rugby or New Zealand sports in general, they do that haka.
Yeah.
They cheer. That was so cool. They mic'd up some of the players for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you could really hear it. It was so cool.
Damn.
But yeah, no, that was pretty fun.
Well, that's exciting.
So if anyone doesn't know how to play rugby, go find the episode where I did my Sports 90 and you can...
Oh, we got to bring those back.
Because I had a guy, I went with some coworkers, and one of them goes, so I'm going to need you to redo your Sports 90 so I know what's going on here. I'm like, oh,
that's awesome. Yeah, all right. Well, here, I'll just play it again for him. yeah, that's funny. I did nothing, really.
Nerd.
Yeah. I'd like to say that I'd sat at home and pretty much just, like, studied my voting rights, but I studied other things instead.
You found new places in your apartment you could go to sleep.
Yeah, I did study a good amount, and then after a while, like, your brain just gets numb, and you're like, I can't absorb anything else, so you just try to absorb, like, episodes of The Office, or, like, I watched a couple independent films, and then I absorbed those.
Oh, so hipster.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm all about the indies.
You gonna go to the film fest now?
Yeah, I watched a couple of the ones that were, highly ranked at Sundance, so... Whatever, you know.
No big deal.
It's gonna be Grant's movie 90 coming up here at some point.
Lucy, there's this guy named Batman, and this guy named the Joker.
Okay, all right. Come on.
Fine, Spider-Man.
That would be a good one, Toby.
I think we can make a movie off that.
Yeah, we could do it. Yeah. Other than that, didn't do a whole bunch. Had a pretty low key weekend, and that was good. But. In voting terms, and voting is sexy. Just want to keep in mind, I see that voted sticker on you. You're looking sexy as hell.
Uh-huh. It brings out my eyes.
What's your podium of presidents?
My number one. All right. Best president of all time.
Go.
Hands down.
Oh, yeah.
William Howard Taft.
Wow.
You know why? You know why he's the best one?
Why? Explain it. Break it to me.
He was so fat, he got stuck in the White House bathtub.
What?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's tough. That's a tough look for a president.
Not a good look for a president, but like that fact has always stood with me, and like, boom, it's my go-to presidential fact.
You think if you're a president, you just like after that happens, just go.
He got a new bathtub after that.
Let's just make all the bathtubs here a lot bigger.
Let's just make all the bathtubs showers.
Yeah.
they will literally be the best things ever.
Oh, love it, love it. My number one, just because I think he's just a straight up classic dude.
I thought you were going to say Ulysses S. Grant because the name Grant.
That would have been a good one. But my number one, George W. Bush. That guy, you know,
Yale's best known graduate.
Yale's best known graduate with a DUI.
male cheerleader.
I mean, I don't know what could have been bad about that guy. Nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Great guy. Even though he might have started a couple wars about oil. That you know, that's to other people's discretion. W all day. He's a great painter, by the way.
W for the W.
W for the win. I love it.
All right. My number two, James Garfield. Because with one hand, he would write in Latin, which is just like an extinct language now.
Yeah.
And with the other hand, he would write Greek.
So pretty much what you're telling me is he scribbled with one hand, and then he scribbled with another hand, and they called it Latin
in
Greek.
He scribbled in reverse in the other hand and called it Latin.
I got it, got it. All right. Good for him. That's pretty impressive.
That's a hell of a talent.
That is very talented. Although I don't know why it applies to being a president, but I think it's good.
If your president doesn't have one of those talents, like,
yeah,
he's not making America great again.
I want a president who, like, can read sports probabilities and tell us who's going to win this week. That's all I want.
Tie cherry stems with his tongue.
What?
You want a president who can tie cherry stems with his tongue.
That'd be a good one, too. Yeah. I don't know. We'll get it someday. My second one, the guy who knew his ABCs really well, and not his largest fan, but he did very well with his ABCs. FDR. And the guy was so in control of the media, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Don't
worry. And he was so in control of the media that they literally never pictured him in his wheelchair. Well, I mean, I did like once or twice, but it was never in the papers.
That was, yeah, he put the door on the front of the Resolute desk.
Guy's an animal.
To cover up. And, like, what, he was president for 4 terms?
Oh, yeah, he was the longest president ever.
That's kind of cool.
Actually, that should just put you on the top right away because you had so much time to...
You were the most presidential because you were just the president the most.
Yeah, exactly. The most presidential.
That's a good pick.
Thank you.
My other one, I'm going to go super, super superficial on this next one.
Love it.
Martin Van Buren. Strictly for the mutton chops that he had.
He did have some pretty nasty mutton chops. I was a big fan of those.
Like, you can't do anything but, like, say yes, sir, to a guy with mutton chops like those. Just sir.
You know he's comfortable.
No, he's just being himself.
You think that guy's ears ever get cold?
No, he's got those mutton chops.
Exactly. The guy knew what he was doing.
That's the guy you follow right there.
You go into battle, you follow that guy straight into the line in front of you.
I'm saying that guy pops up on your TV and you go, where do I vote?
Yeah.
But just
where's the nearest polling place? Because I'm in.
Whatever he's buying or whatever he's selling, I'm buying.
Can you
imagine today if, like, a guy had munchops like that?
It'd be weird. You'd think that he was, like, too much. He'd followed, like, a religious cult too far in one direction or something.
He'd be like the Bryson DeChambeau of political. Like,
yeah. You know. Yeah. Just extremely forgotten. Like, this guy's swing. No one likes it. But, you know, he wins.
But he's a winner.
Yeah. We don't understand it, but he wins. Yeah. I have a completely different topic, but I'm going to skip it. All right, this one, I have a tough time remembering my history because I wasn't there, but John Adams was a president, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. I'm picking John Adams as my last one. Only because his name's still on a beer can. Last name.
I mean,
it's Sam Adams.
I was going to say.
It's his brother. I don't know. He's loosely related. I'm sure that the family's still getting royalties.
I mean, Budweiser wasn't a president.
Yeah, exactly. That's why John Adams is sweet.
That's what I'm saying. Like.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Whether, yeah.
Uh-huh. I know.
I don't get George Washington beer.
Although, we might want to think about this. We just start stealing names and putting them on beers.
Not so fast.
There actually is like a brewery that...
I'm sure there's a presidential brewery somewhere that just sells president's beers.
I definitely have had something like that, but I don't remember. It was, I don't know.
No, you had the Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
How did he not make our list?
He can make the honorable mentions, just as like the infamous, like maybe put your foot in your mouth. Well, I mean, infamous put your foot in your mouth is currently, but Clinton definitely makes the list of put your foot in your mouth, or just like maybe just maybe, not right now. Maybe
just shh.
Yeah. Lincoln.
Teddy Roosevelt. I'm surprised Teddy Roosevelt didn't make
that list. Oh, damn. You know what? I don't know how I remembered FDR and not Teddy.
I was going to say, like.
That's pretty upsetting. Well, I mean, Teddy really knew how to. Oh, Teddy was the save the horse, ride the cowboy kind of guy.
Yeah.
Oh, sheesh. Man, he should have been number one.
National parks. Golly. Yeah, we missed out on Teddy.
And we missed out on Washington and Lincoln just because classics.
They're too mainstream.
But I mean, Lincoln was so hipster in his time that he's now mainstream. And then he'll be hipster again in like 10 years.
Fun fact, he was probably bisexual.
Good for him. Congrats. Yeah,
he was revolutionary, as they'd say.
Oh, that's funny, because that was Washington that was in the revolution, so.
Yeah, I know. Just, you know.
Well, let's jump into the interview.
Throwing out presidential puns. I'm letting the listeners connect the dots.
Connect them,
let us know that you got them.
All right, let's get this interview. All right, now we welcome on a good friend of Charlie and myself's, Charlie and me's.
There we go. You can do it, Greg. You can do it.
He is infamously known for being a thing that holds up cameras. Welcome to the show, Mike Ryan.
Hey, guys. Happy to be here.
Mike, we're happy to have you on. Mike, if you ever listened to the show before, we ask everyone the same question out of the gates, and it's basically, what's your favorite Charlie and me moment? So what do you got?
Well, I think I'd like to start with my favorite Charlie moment.
Oh, well, that's
I love it. Stems back to our days in thermodynamics.
Oh, yes. Let's go.
We'd have long late nights studying, and most of our the reason the nights were so late is because we could never get the same answer on our calculators.
There would be three of us sitting there, and we all stop talking, crunch, 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 look up, what'd you get? 4. I got -6. Hey, Casey, I got an error. Dude, we can never agree. We're, like, looking at the same equation. that's
beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'd say my favorite Grant memory, switching over, it came just last fall.
All right.
We were down in Des Moines for the Heritage Run, and after our race, we went out drinking.
As always.
Maybe Grant, I don't know if you remember or not, but.
I was there, yes, I remember.
The Uber driver dropped us off on the wrong side of the golf course from your house.
Yep.
And so for some reason, you laid down in the leaves, camouflaged, and.
I wanted to scare you.
You wanted to scare me? I accidentally stepped on your throat as I was running past you.
Yeah, that was a little sore for a couple days after that, I'll be honest. It didn't look nearly as bad as it felt. But, you know, who really got scared at the end of the day was myself. So it teaches me a lesson moving forward. Just don't try to scare people. I don't like to be scared, so just don't try to scare people. No, that was a good one. That was a good time. I was extremely exhausted after that race, too, so laying down in the leaves was very inviting.
You got to do what you got to do. All right, Mike, we kind of want to kick things off with one of our favorite stories of you. And we want to kind of hear your perspective on things. But it was the day after your 21st birthday, we had our 5K time trial on the track. And you decided that was a good day to absolutely just kill it and, you know, be the, you know, full-time grit. What do you remember of that day?
Well, I remember the day did not start out so hot. I remember we had a test in one of our engineering classes, and I made it about, I don't know, it was 50 yards thermodynamics. Out of my house.
No, it was Mike the Dynamicist.
I didn't make it far from home before I had to run back, empty my stomach, and continue on, take that test, and luckily I got to skip my next few classes, but later in that day we had our 5K time trial, and I don't remember too much from it. I think my head was elsewhere at the time. It certainly did not feel very good.
I'll say right now, that was, to me, that's like the definition of just grit. If they made the movie True Grit again, it would just be that 15 minutes film. Well, I mean, I wanted a little bit lead up. I wanted to do like the blackout scenes, and then
it would be a 24 hour chronicle of Mike getting blacked out. Hey, and by the way, you beat me on that test and in that race, so props to you.
I might make an indie film about this. So we might have to recreate this, but anyway. Literally just straight gritty showing up, running through it. We've all been there. It feels like our brain is moving inside of our heads, and our heads aren't moving at all.
Great analogy, Grant.
It's true. It does. You never had it?
No, I've never felt like my brain was moving.
It does. It feels like your brain's like hitting the walls. It's crazy. Anyway, okay. I digress. I loved it. Big fan.
So Mike, if we're creating a movie on that, who plays Mike?
Oh, yeah. Like, which big actor plays Mike?
Oh, probably Chris Pratt.
I like it.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
May not be built as a long-distance runner, but I think he could do it.
We'd have him lose a couple pounds for it. Kind of like, who's the guy that did Dallas Buyers Club? He lost a bunch of weight.
Matthew McConaughey.
He lost a bunch of weight for that one. So I think Chris Pratt could lose a bunch of weight for our cross-country film.
I think we could talk to him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll get him on the show. So, Mike, you enjoy hunting, right?
Yep.
Hunting season just kicked off, or deer season, I guess. I don't know if you deer hunt or not, but bears are out when you're hunting, especially in Minnesota. You got to be scared of them. What's the bear that you're most scared of? Any place you go hunting, what's the bear that you're most scared of?
Well, mostly in northern Minnesota, it's probably black bears.
Yeah. Wrong. It's the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears.
They're taking over the NFC North. It's going to be very, very embarrassing.
And what a plot twist.
Thank you.
What just happened?
Yeah, that must have hurt. Wow. Black bear. Yeah, those black bears, though. You got to watch out for those, too.
Yeah.
Close second.
Very close second.
But kind of back on a serious hunting note, Mike, what is your favorite animal to go hunting for?
Oh, well, I just got back from deer hunting yesterday, 2 days ago. You know, that was pretty good. Yeah, I shot a nice 8-point buck.
Ooh. You going to have some deer sticks?
Yep, the freezer's full again.
Those are my favorite freaking things in the world. I used to have a guy I worked with that went deer hunting, and he'd always bring the deer sticks back, and That's all I'd ask for in life. They're amazing. So, little different note. It is election day. Big day. If you were ever to run for a public office, what would it be and why? And you have to do it, so there's no saying I'm not going to run.
Well, I think maybe I think I'd probably go county commissioner.
All
right. Because they that seems a relatively small office. I probably don't have to put a lot into fundraising for it.
Spoken like a true government worker, Mike. Oh, yeah.
We got, do we have Ron Swanson on the show?
I could have the possibility of eliminating my position once in office.
We got Ron Swanson on the show.
The real question is, if you were voting, would you run on the platform of bringing back recess for adults?
Yeah, like in workplaces.
Absolutely.
Government mandated.
You have my vote. I'll move back to Minnesota and vote.
I don't know where I have to move to vote, but let's do it. Let's make it happen.
All right, Mike, our final wrap-up question we always ask is the tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it? I'd like to remind people, Grant's face is always a good option.
You know, good to get. Before I answer, I think I heard my favorite response was instead of Grant's face on someone's ass, I think maybe it was Burback. He said he'd put Grant's ass on his face. Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was a good look. Burback's interview is one we don't show to very many people, so.
Yeah.
But that question was, or that response was perfect.
Spot on. What do you got?
I think myself, since the Tommies don't do any tattoos on their legs, I think I'd probably get whatever the Hamlin guys get.
The ham dogs? Or
the ham dog.
You're gonna get the ham dog and you're just going to blend in with them and you show up?
Well, I
would totally the nearest ones,
I can't get the
like
Johnnies, I can't get the Ollies, so might as well be a ham dog.
I love it. I love it, Mike. That's beautiful. You know, you're just straight sellout. Jeez. No, I'm kidding.
We should get, like, next year for the conference meet, we should give, like, temporary tattoos to all the guys of all the different school logos and put them on their legs.
That'd be beautiful.
Like, and then everyone would run by, and they'd be like, wait, what?
Charlie, we're on air. We got to stop. We can't say this kind of stuff on air.
Sorry for my profane language.
I mean, if we do it, then people are going to be like, why are they doing this? And they'll be like, oh, well, stem from here. And then, we should just put our URL on everybody's leg.
All right, Mike. Time for the game section. We're going to do a trivia. So we're alternate questions between you and Grant, and most points wins.
It's basically best 2 out of 3. I hate to win right away, but I'm pretty sure I'll be right. But we each get our own question. If I get it right,
point.
Then it's mine. If I get it wrong, you have the chance to take it, and then the same thing happens to you. But then we also our last round, which is our third question.
Fourth question. Sorry. Third question.
Third question. Neither of us get to steal. So, go ahead.
All right, first question goes to Mike.
Mike.
What country can Machu Picchu be found in?
Peru?
Correct.
Damn.
One, nothing.
That's a good one.
Grant.
Go ahead.
What is the deepest point in Earth's oceans?
The Mariana Trench.
Correct. 1-1.
Yes.
Mike, second question. What is the largest country in the Arabian Peninsula?
That would be Saudi Arabia.
That's correct.
He was right. Damn.
All right, Grant.
That's my guess, too.
Your next question. What country has the most coastline?
Most coastline? What country?
Yeah, in the world.
Greece.
Incorrect.
Oh, fuck. I was thinking of Europe.
What country has the most coastline in the world?
Indonesia.
Oh, that is incorrect. Grant stays alive. It's Canada.
Because all the stuff that's... Oh, that makes sense.
Sneaky. It's a sneaky one.
That's a sneaky one.
Okay, Mike. Seal the deal. No stealing. Mike is right. It's over.
Oh, boy.
What body of water separates Africa and Europe?
Really?
The Mediterranean Sea.
That is incorrect.
What?
It's the Strait of Gibraltar.
Oh.
Oh,
That's kind of a tricky one.
That is kind of tricky. I might fight that one, but obviously I'm not on that side. So sorry, Mike. Bummer.
Grant to pull out the tie.
I'd love a tie.
What ocean is home to 75% of Earth's volcanoes?
Volcanoes?
Yeah.
What ocean? Wow. Now I'm going to sound like an idiot. I'm just going to go Pacific.
That's correct. Oh.
I thought it was going to be something more. All right, cool.
I don't have a tiebreaker question. Sorry, guys.
Just come up with one off the top of your head. Go.
I do have a tiebreaker question.
Okay, go.
First person to say the correct answer wins. Ready? Flattest state in the United States.
Nebraska.
No.
Damn it.
Kansas.
No.
Texas?
No.
Maine?
No.
Iowa.
Alabama. Alaska. No. Arkansas. Arkansas?
No. This is bad, guys.
Nevada.
No.
Utah.
No.
Fuck, man.
Utah's really not easy.
I know, but they had the salt flats.
Mike, one more guess, and then we're calling it.
North Dakota.
No. Florida.
Florida?
Florida.
You gotta be kidding me. That makes sense.
I'm a little disappointed, not gonna lie.
Why would we assume? Man, that's tough.
You guessed like 25 states.
Yeah, that wasn't a good look, Mike.
Running out of states.
That wasn't good. All right, Mike, thanks for coming on. I'm sorry about the tie. We'll settle it later at a later date. We can arm wrestle or something. Pinky wrestle. I can't actually arm wrestle very well.
Leg wrestle.
Ooh, leg wrestle. That sounds kind of weird.
All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Bye. All right, that was our interview with Mike Ryan. Yeah, Mike, great guy. Scared of bears, Chicago Bears.
Rightfully so. Pretty fierce.
They are fierce. Those black ones can get scary. The black bears. Black bears.
fun story for you.
Yeah?
It was once in Colorado, and we were just hiking along this trail, and all of a sudden we saw some people, like, standing at the bottom of a tree. I was like, oh, what are you guys doing? We look up, there's just a bear chilling in the tree. I'm like, why are we all standing here?
Let's all just look at this bear real quick. That's how the Vikings should be about looking at Mitch Trubisky and Khalil Mack. Even though Khalil Mack's a little hurt right now. He'll be back.
Play. They've just been resting him.
He'll be back. Yeah, so Mike, great guy. Glad to have him on. It was his birthday. Should wish him happy birthday. Happy belated.
Happy belated, Mike.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Thanks. I was like, what are you waiting for? I'm like, I'll say it. Fine, I'll say it.
So you did your standardized test today.
Electronic this time.
Yeah, and you were just punching holes.
Just punching. Beep, boop, boop, bop, beep, boop.
Beep, bop, boop. I had to do it and fill in. My hand literally cramped up when I was doing it. I couldn't.
I can't imagine. I had 52 judges to vote on. So I can't imagine filling all those bubbles in.
I didn't have 52, but I had a good amount, I felt like. Yeah, it was good. It's always fun to vote, but you feel very uninformed on the later half of the ballot.
Yeah, I feel like, you feel good because, like, you're doing your civic duty.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what are these things?
Yeah, who are these? What is
like
this?
The water control.
Yeah, the director of Broadlawns, the hospital. I don't know these people's names, but I'd feel bad because they definitely spent some time on getting their names on this ballot, so now I'm going to vote them off? I don't think so. And it's like, vote for, select five of your favorites. Well, there's only five people here, so I guess I might as well vote for all five.
Heads or tails.
There's just no losing in that position, I guess, so. I don't know. Yeah. Good to vote. Hope everyone listening to this voted. If not, you better be at least 17 and a half.
All right, let's end this thing. Let's wrap it up.
Let's end it.
What do you got?
What do I got? Not a lot.
Yep, I can attest to that.
It's hard for an individual or a country to evolve past the past discomfort if the source of anxiety is only discussed in hushed tones. Michael Norris from a National Geographic issue.
Hushed tones. That just it makes my head spin to like nature sounds while I'm going to bed.
Yeah, it was in National Geographic, so it must have been about nature.
Hushed tones of the waterfall gently crashing over the rocks. Crashing.
Yeah. And I'm asleep.
All right, I'm going with "Make Every Day Your Masterpiece" by John Wooden.
That's beautiful.
Make it your masterpiece, Grant.
Make it your masterpiece. I love it.
All right, deuces.
Deuces.